Good morning. My guest this morning is Michael Morey. He is the author of a book called Fagin. Is that correct, Fagin?
Fagin, correct. Fagin.
An African-American renegade in the Philippine-American War. This is an African-American soldier who comes from the United States.
Tampa, Florida, born in 1878.
Uh-huh.
He was just 19 when he enlisted, served in Cuba, and then went with his regiment to the Philippines, sent there just at the time when the fortunes for blacks in America were going from bad to worse. Advent of the Jim Crow era, height of lynching, disenfranchisement of blacks, and yet they sent these black soldiers to suppress the Filipinos' quest for independence. So
wow.
There was a great deal of ambivalence among the soldiers, and about 15 of them deserted and went over to the Philippine side. David Fagin was just 20 years old when he deserted and became an incredible guerrilla fighter, leading assaults and ambushes, large and small, for a year and a half. They never could catch him, but they have suppressed his name throughout. His name was largely expunged from the record. They tried to disappear him. So that was the purpose of the book, was to bring him back to life and do right by him.
How did you find out about this unknown history?
An unusual history, a wonderful one, Little Brown Brother, by Leon Wolfe, published 1960. And in it, he quoted from a memoir of one of the black generals, Filipino generals, Jose Alejandrino, who knew Fagin well. And he talked about this enormous American Negro who fought like a wildcat, drank heavily, played a guitar, lived in camp with a woman. And I read that passage and I thought, who is this guy? I became really fascinated because he's at the nexus of all of these critical issues that remain with us.
And, that's right.
Yeah, and I really, this conflict of loyalties, completely understandable to me from my own experience as a resistor to the war in Vietnam. You can love your country in different ways, but Fagin was just a fascinating character to me, and nobody had really jumped on the subject because it didn't seem you could find out too much. They'd done such a good job of obscuring his past, so it became a really fascinating detective story for me.
Yeah,
a real
really.
Quest. I went to the Philippines, and I went to Washington to search through the archives 4 different times and just dug in every way I could, more like an archaeological dig, picking up fragments here
right.
and there and trying to piece this guy's life together to find out, not only to clear up his military record, but to find out what the guy was like. Who was he?
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happened to him? There was a great controversy. Historians often think that he may have faked his death, which was reported in December 1901. He may have lived on for years, perhaps even to old age in the mountain fastnesses of northern Luzon. So I tracked that down as best I could, too, and I think I've made a very persuasive case that he lived on for at least 5 more years after he was reported dead as the number one bandit leader in the north part of Luzon.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. The more I looked into it, the more interesting it got.
This would make a wonderful movie.
Everyone says that, and that was my first idea, too. And I do hope I get some movie rights out of this, because I probably won't make too much otherwise.
You're going to give a talk? You're going to read some passages from the book?
Yeah, mostly I'll talk and read a little bit, yes.
And take questions and answers from the audience.
Probably more of that.
Sell books, of course, and sign them. It's at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Doris Murphy Court in Occidental, and it's a free event. I assume donations are accepted and so on, as in
most
situations like this. It sounds like a fascinating, fascinating book.
I thank you very much. It'll be Friday the 15th.
Right. Okay. For more information, 874-9392 or OccidentalCenterForTheArts.com. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.